Bing bong. At the tone, it is 5:55 p.m. You're tuned in to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Mona here finishing things off with the Dream Academy's cover of course, The Smiths. Please, please, please let me get what I want. An unexpected collab right before that, John Cale and Charlie XCX doing House for the Wuthering Heights soundtrack. And Crass's Eve Libertine performing live with Chilean guitarist Ava LeBlanc, bringing you a very, very interesting rendition of Bada Motel. Brings a whole new urgency to those lyrics. That was performed live at the Horse Hospital. Homefront with new music brought you Light Sleeper. You had Young Fathers in that set with Shame. Following more Manny tributes, I played Primal Screams, Swastika Eyes, the Jags Cooner mix from Exterminator, which followed brand new music from Kneecap. You heard their new track, No Comment. People love the doing everything in all caps right now. Silver Wing Killer right before Kneecap, also in all caps, doing Hold Up, All Firearms in the United Kingdom. Abadir, also in all caps, brought you another one, that like nice, delicious side of breaks, which followed James Welsh, which is the who released the 150th release on Fantasy Sound this week. It was a track called Stove Goblin, which came after Aura the Molecule doing Saleh. Congratulations to Abel for winning those tickets. He's going to see Aura the Molecule and Cut Copy. I forgot to say Cut Copy was in that set. I need to add that to the playlist later. it's been a mess, as always. Thank you for tuning in to WFMU. I am going to make way for Alan, who's going to answer all of your questions. And also, I want to remind you that he is hosting Radio Row this Sunday with Burn and the Brights live in Monty Hall and on the radio. So you can either tune in this Sunday, November 23rd, 5 to 6 p.m. to catch that live set, or you can come down to Monty Hall and see it live and in person. Electro dream pop duo Burn and the Brights mix rhythmic loops, synths, ambient guitars, emotional vocals, and introspective lyrics. Their music is a fusion of light and dark wave. This is a free show. Come on down to Monty Hall this Sunday. All right, I'm going to make way for Alan. He always looks so anxious. Just staring at me through the window. Just kidding. He's not that anxious. He's very calm. I'm going to finish with one more Manny tribute. Rest in peace. What a loss this week. She bangs the drums here on WFMU. See you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye now.
If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes. You need some information, ask Alan. Ask Alan. That's what you get when everybody's styling. season them up. 1,000 Allen. Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do, it'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Allen. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yeah.
Ask Allen.
What?
Season them up. 1,000 Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm Stalin.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, dog.
Let's get to it, baby. That was Ali Bang with the theme song to Ask Allen, called Ask Allen or Axe Allen, depending on how you interpret it. Oh, man. My name is Allen. This show is called Ask Allen. I give advice on any topic except real estate or stocks. And I am a notoriously unqualified giver of advice. Like, it doesn't get any less qualified than me. So give a call, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. I made the mistake, almost like I don't even know why I did it. I wasn't feeling low energy. I wasn't feeling the need for... it's like a Pavlovian dog. I made a pot of really strong coffee. I kind of don't even drink coffee much anymore. But I was like, oh, let me make a pot of coffee. And it was like on an empty stomach, which it's not bothering my stomach, but I feel like I'm on like too much Coke or meth or something. But it's just coffee. I'm like cracked out. So let's see what kind of advice I give on coffee crack. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. It is the holidays.
Hold on. Ana yo la guita muerta. Let's set up my stuff here.
201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. It's, Thanksgiving weekend. Last week we had a lot of Thanksgiving calls, how to navigate family or Friendsgiving or whatever you might be doing this Thanksgiving holiday. I was upstairs brainstorming with the crew, so to speak, and Chin said, you know, sometimes it's not so much whether you want to get out of a commitment, but maybe it's more how do you get out of it quickly. So how do you strike quick, get in and out of your Thanksgiving commitments quickly, and then you could go do whatever the hell you want to do with your day. So maybe you're having holiday issues or concerns. Maybe you're starting to think about how to navigate the gift-giving season and strange gift-giving time as the job market is crashing and things are uncertain. Maybe you're trying to figure out how to navigate the holidays while broke or on a low-income situation. Give me a call, 201-209-9368. Everybody seems to be having screen time issues. I know I am. Are you? We could talk it out. Maybe you could help me deal with screen time. What a bunch of crap these phones are. I'm just constantly... I think I check into my phone 40 times a day to see if the government was overthrown or if somebody got arrested or... I don't know. I got to stop caring or paying attention. I got to start looking at my phone once or twice a day. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. I am starting to think about my marathon swag. Somebody said, ask Alan egg salad. I was thinking about an advice book. Maybe a little Ask Alan advice book, which would kind of violate the number one rule of Ask Alan advice giving, which is don't give advice unless you're asked for it. So that's why you have to call 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Somebody upstairs brought up something that I hadn't really thought of. Maybe you're having legal challenges. Maybe you need some legal advice. We can navigate your legal problems. Why not? I'm as little qualified for giving legal advice as I am for anything else. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Alan, it's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on? How can I help you?
I have crafted this 4-part ethos for inner peace, and I just want to know if you agree with it, if you think it's a good thing, because I really trust your opinion.
So kind of like the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path, you kind of made your own little religion?
No, not a religion at all. Just basically, it's just like a guide to inner peace, and it's just like, I'm saying, it's the simplicity.
Let's hear it one by one. Go one at a time.
Okay, well, the first thing is, like, it's not one of these three steps, but just for starters, like, it should be obviously, like, in the 60s, I think, what's his name? Leary. Sign off, turn off, entertainment, everything corporate, every entity of social networking, entertainment. I don't say to never watch TV, but just, you know, separate from all that. There's nothing healthy. There's nothing good about any of that.
Yeah.
See it for what business. Reject. Okay.
I get that. You know what? Let's take them one at a time. The problem I have with that one is like the world, the things are cooking right now. Like the reality of how people's lives are being affected by our reality. It's hard for me to completely tune that out. I completely get the tune out. I forget the exact expression.
Right. Well, hey, that's what comes out. It's not my thing, but for that, the serenity prayer.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Number one, accept the mystery.
Okay. Well,
as far as religion, you know what I'm saying? Theology, we don't really know what gives you peace, you know, worthy, but I mean, just accept the fact that you're going to know people believe and deeply need to believe in things, and they'll accept, you know, lies and untruths and then get led places. Just out of that need to know, but I just need an answer. Why am I here? What happened? Accept the mystery.
So what? But does that mean accept, like, when people believe, like, really, really, really weird crap, just be like, oh, that's cool. You believe that, like, we didn't land on the moon, or you believe that, like,
Well, I mean, for you personally, and I mean, for starters, here's a question about the moon thing. Why is it that there's this, what is the belt, the radiation belt? There's a name for it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
We can't go through it. We cannot do it.
Oh,
and they don't talk about it.
Okay, what's your next, what's the third one?
Yeah. Number two, so the point is, accept the mystery of we don't know is you know, Christianity real? I don't know. I don't mean about other people's things, and that's my point. The other people's things is in our business. You know, just accept it. We don't know. We're not going to know in our lifetime what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, go with the flow. you have a sense of, you know, what's going on. You know, trust your gut, basically. Just relax. Don't overthink things. Go with the flow. Just mm-hmm. you can, most of the time when you realize it. And number three, always do the right thing.
Well, what's that mean? That means something different for everybody.
Well, of course, you got to figure that out. But if you stick to these simple things, this is my thing. I mean, I'm bringing it to you. That's my point. I don't know. I'm more answering out. I value your opinion. But I mean, whatever it is, most of the time with situations in life, we don't need advice. We need to be heard by someone we want to explain ourselves to, because we look at it with the eyes of today and come to understand the situation like we didn't. We live through it each day going along. But when I got to tell you what happened, I got to go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, I figure it out for myself.
All right. You know, all of them have pieces of things that I like, and all of them have pieces of things that I don't like. So, you know, as far as tuning out, I like to be informed, but I don't like to be too tuned in. As far as accepting the mystery can get pretty, like, outside of reality, like your radiation belt. And as far as the third one, you know, just go with the flow. That's the one I like the most. Nothing matters. So, you know, you got to just kind of accept whatever comes at you, and you got to try your best to be happy if you have food, shelter, clothing, and if you have, like, friends and relationships, you got to be able to sort of be content, which is hard in this world. So hash them out. I like it. I like that you're working on such things. And I'm glad that you called, but I'm going to take some more calls, all right?
Thanks, but truth and love, most important things in the world. Have a good night.
Agreed. Radiation belt. Yeah, they didn't get through the radiation belt. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. It's good. You get people working out there. They need things to make their inner self stronger and more. Somebody, if you're thinking about these things, it's good, right? Oh, Marana, me, where's my bed music? So that's that and the coffee. You give me a stroke. Managa la vida muerta. There we go. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. It is important to be heard. I like that was the best of what he said. People need to be heard more than they need advice. And I think that's sort of what makes this show work sometimes, is that people just like to talk about the things that they want to talk about, or the things that they're thinking about. But maybe you need legal advice. You know? So give a call if you have legal problems. You've got to give your name or your location. I'm not going to give you up. I'm old school. How's it going? You're on the radio.
Hi. All right. How are you?
Good. What's your name? Right. What's your name? What's your
name?
Brendan. Don't curse.
No, I wouldn't do that.
All right. Good. That's what a guy said last week.
Real quick. Uh-huh. Maybe a palate cleanser question from the last call.
Uh-huh.
But just when you order at a restaurant pickup, uh-huh. you tip? Like when you pick it up yourself, do you tip then?
You know what? I personally grew up like with these people that are like repulsive in so many ways. But in one of the ways that they're not repulsive is that they tip like almost like grossly. Like if you don't tip 25%, your friends would think you're like a jooch or.
Right. Yeah.
So
I have a lot of those people in my life as well.
So I'm kind of like that. Even when I'm broke, I always come up with some kind of tip. And when I'm not broke, I'm like a offensively generous tipper. That's me. But that's because I grew up with Guido.
I skew that way as well. Yeah. But you're picking up. Like you're not, there's no server involved.
Yeah, I just do it. Especially now they give you these machines where you want a tip. I'm not going to be the guy that says no. I'd be embarrassed because I shouldn't be.
And so what's the percent? I think we're more or less aligned. Like I do tip, but like, do you, when you're doing the pickup, when there's no server, would you go 20, 25%, or would you do like 5 or 10?
If you're picking up a coffee, 15, to, you know, if you're picking up, I don't know, it doesn't even matter because this person's just at the register. But for some reason, the more I'm picking up, the more I give, or the more I spend, the more I give. You shouldn't base it on what I do. I'm usually like 25%, like almost every time. But that's not normal. That's like I told you, that's just cultural from these Gavones that I grew up with. They would make fun of each other if you didn't tip like that. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, these people who are working these jobs, they're not getting rich. They probably don't have health care. So I'm always like, throw 15% minimum, even if it's just pick up 15 minimum, 20 to 25 if you could afford it, because why not? Yeah. You know, but if you're broke, sure. You just say, listen, man, I'm just giving you $2 because I'm broke, you know?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take some calls. Thanks, man. Hello. You're on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hi there. My name is Matthew Tate from Brooklyn.
Hello, Matthew. Thanks for calling. How can I help you this evening?
Oh, well, I'm calling just because I'm making some chicken noodle soup. In fact, I already made it and I just reheated it.
Ooh.
And I'm making some chicken noodle soup with my son, and I'm eating some chicken hash. And I saw that you were open to answering a multitude of questions, and so I just wanted to kind of ask you a question.
Okie dokie. That's what I do here for no good reason. Fire away.
Well, bounce away. I mean, I think my question is really about chess strategy. Like, I'm playing this. I'm playing this computerized chess opponent, and I'm stuck at level 2, and I just can't get better.
Oh, you know, I grew up in a house where my dad made a chess board, and then he even chess was like big when the Bobby Fischer was like it was a thing. Chess got real popular in America. When I was a little kid. So that's when I learned the moves. But I played very little. I know the moves, but I've played very little chess since then. But when I have, I've been able to stay in a game for a while. But I think you play the rapid games, the games where you have to make a move in 10 seconds or 15 seconds or 20 seconds, because then I think you have a better chance. You're playing other people, right?
No, I'm just playing the computer because I'm a little bashful. Like, you know, the whole, like, this new, like, paradigm of, like, new, God, it's not new, it's, like, 25 years old. It's, like, paradigm of computers where, like, everything is public and it's, like, mass, like, you're paired with strangers. And I hate that, dude. Like, what, like, that doesn't have to be a central part of computing that I'm paired with, like, random people.
But it feels
scenario.
Like you got, I get
I'm not
you.
Into it.
Me neither, but... it feels like you might have a better chance of beating random people than the people who designed the chess game.
I think you make a valid point. I'm going to consider that. I do think you make a valid point.
Right? Like, but I would say play rapid fire chess because it moves faster, it's more fun, and people make mistakes. I beat some kid one time at the Montclair Farmers Market. He was just like the kid who just had his chessboard set up and like try to beat me at chess. But he was doing like, you got to make a move in 30 seconds, and he got fumbled because he didn't have time to think. And I beat him. I was like, look at that. In like a minute and a half, I got you checkmate.
It's a bold move to go to a farmer's market and set up a chessboard. Like, you probably the move itself psychs you out. But in fact, you decided you were going to like take him up on it. And
I was like, all I remember is the moves. I know nothing about strategy. Let's just go for this. He was like, damn. And it was like, I felt like so like good at chess for a minute, which I'm not, but I think my point is playing the fast pace, you have a better chance of beating somebody who's decent at chess than playing
100%.
You're right. That's all I got.
All right, dude, look, he was just a pawn in your game. I hope you have a great night.
Enjoy your soup.
All right, thank you. Bye.
See ya. I want to make some soup. Anybody out there want to make soup? I'm down. Well, send me an email first. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. See, now the coffee feels good. Now I wish I had a little weed juice. I do. I got the liquid. I call it the holy cannabis now. I got a jar, like it's a flavorless, water-based cannabis. And like one squirt is like 5 milligrams. But I don't have a drink here. Like, I want to put it in a seltzer. I don't want to just squirt it in my mouth. That'd be weird. Just saying squirt it in your mouth is weird. Tico's here, 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. Maybe I got to drink a whole bunch of, like, really strong coffee before every show, because I'm, like, I'm fired up. Tico, you right over there? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Oh, big news. I should have posted a picture. I'm going to look at a puppy tomorrow. Tico's girlfriend's moving in, like, 5 months, and it's stressing me to hell out. And I don't really need a second dog. But I'm going to look at one because it's adorable, and this animal shelter is struggling a little bit, and I think Tico's going to need another dog soon. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
This is Cassidy.
Cassidy, how's it going? Where are you calling from?
Atlanta. Where are you from? New York?
Jersey City, man. You don't know who you're calling?
Yeah, I do. Alan, I need some advice.
All right. How can I help you?
Okay, so...
Don't curse.
I'm in a band.
Oh, okay.
And we have this interesting dynamic where it feels like some of us want to practice, some of us don't want to practice, and only a few of us are, like, prompting the practices. And we have one member that they haven't even spoken in practice for, like, probably the last five times, and... It feels like maybe if we were to say something, they would just get even further back in their shell.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like maybe they don't even want to be there, but, like, we're at a place where it feels like we're doing well. We're releasing music. We're, like, actually having people starting to come to our shows. And so it's just this weird dynamic because, like, some of us are really pumped up and excited.
How many pieces is your band?
Six.
Oh, well, that's, you know, how long you've been together?
Big group. Like 3 years, and it's very democratic. And I kind of brought up feeling like maybe he hadn't, like, been participating in a while, and he was saying that our decision making has worn him down.
Oh.
And he felt like maybe not participate. He would try not participating.
What instrument does he play?
Drums.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it's pretty essential.
Do you have another drummer?
No, this is our guy.
Well, it's a pain in the ass. I've been through, you know, band changes, and my experience is, like, because if you want to stay in it for, like, a really long time, and you're not making, like, tons of money, but you really want to keep doing it, is you got to kind of be dynamic in the way that you got to be able to play. Me and the guy I play music, but we're ready to play as a two piece if we have to, but we're a four piece and sometimes a five piece. And, that it's just the way it is. We want to keep playing. So we're going to do whatever we got to do to, make it happen. And right now we happen to have, four band members that we all get along really good, live in the same neighborhood. Everything's, like, great now, but it took, like, forever. And, so those dynamics work themselves out. The drummer sounds like a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate because, like, it felt like we really worked stuff out for, like, we went through, because me speaking right now, I was a new addition to the band. So it already had to be, like, a lot of stuff worked out, like, totally new set of music that we all made together. We've worked through a lot, and it felt like we really got somewhere.
Mm.
But recently, I don't know, it's just been just bad energy, but it doesn't align with, like, where we are.
Is anybody being mean to each other? Is there any, like, really nasty energy being thrown around?
No, it's like we're almost, like, one of our problems is, like, for so long we were too nice
right.
to each other and never said no and had to entertain every idea that everyone wasn't into. And I feel like we've worked past that.
Do you have, like, nights where you don't play music, where you just hang out?
I mean, not really.
Yeah, I think you need to have some...
I was going to say nights that we don't play music. I was going to say too many.
Right. But where you hang out together and don't play music?
I mean, not as much. No.
Maybe you got to have, like, band meetings, but you don't call them band meetings because that's too serious, where you have, like, let's just, like, hang out and go to like a quiet bar or like, I don't know, man. Like, because then those conversations are a little bit easier if you're like, I don't know, bowling and drinking. And like, then you could be like, yo, man, listen, man, we love playing with you. We're going to keep doing this. Sometimes we feel like you're not into it as much as we are. But, you know, what are you feeling? You know, you got to be able to get the what are you feeling out of this person. And are you into it as much as we are? You know, but that's then you don't want to have that real serious conversation. So you want to be able to do it in a way that's not intimidating or threatening or but it could, when that kind of energy drags on, it could be really it's debilitating, and it could really, you know, it sounds like everything's going great musically, but yeah, so you got the drummer who sounds like the biggest issue, right?
Yeah.
And then what's the other, who else you got that's who's the two main, like, usually there's two main original.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It's the keys and the drums and like a guitarist. Oh, the main people, like,
so who started the band? Who writes the songs?
Oh, well, we've actually gotten to a place where we all exclusively write songs together because it's caused too much just like fairness and like just too much weird stuff that now we just all have to write the songs in the moment together. So it's like, it's an interesting dynamic because it's very, like, I'm the lead singer, but I'm not the leader. It's like very democratic.
That's, you know, I commend you for continuing to, it's obviously it's worth it for you to, and everybody's staying in it for now, but maybe you could call for like weekly, listen, we're going to rehearse once a week. Nobody's going to like be like, oh, if you don't make it, you know, we're not going to like be really mad, but we got to try to like, it's hard. You know, I've been through this. And I understand like the personalities and the dynamics. And if you could eventually, if you can get to a point where you're still playing this, you know, the same band, but you get the dynamics worked into where it's like, I don't have anything really, really great advice wise to say other than you got to get down to the root causes of what their issues are and if they want to continue to be in the band or not.
Yeah, no, I feel like you gave me good advice because I was considering approaching it in more of an intimidating way, just like all of us meeting in our practice space and like me talking about stuff. But I feel like you bringing up that it should just be like hanging out and more of like a friendship conversation. And I think that's great advice. So thank you.
What could you do? What could you all do together? That's not just like going to a loud bar and watching a show. Cause then you can't talk. Can you go bowling? Would you guys go bowling?
Yeah.
Really? I haven't bowled and I don't even know. I would go bowling. No, anybody. Hey, I'll go bowling. Were you guys in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be the mediator. Or next week on Ask Alan, why don't you all call and we'll talk on the phone together.
And you'll guide us through.
I'll be the mediator.
So it's always Friday at...
Friday 6 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
All right, good luck. And what are you all doing for like the holiday, Thanksgiving? Are you getting together?
We are playing a couple shows in Asheville and Atlanta.
All right, cool. What's your band's name?
Fruit.
Fruit?
That's spelled F-R-U-T-E.
Oh, cool. All right. I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, please do.
Right on.
And we'll maybe call you.
Yeah, check back in with me. I want to hear how this pans out. These are tough situations. I feel your pain.
Well, thanks for talking to me. And
I'm not even willing to share the stories of things that we went through with my band because some of it is just like bonkers stuff. But you're not going through. Yeah, good luck.
Well, you have to go through it to give advice on the other side. So
it's not always, but sometimes. All right. Thanks, man.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Band issues. Man, I had a bass player once. Oh, he was a mental patient. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. Mental patient. That was the derogatory. He was just a troublemaker. Everything was trouble, trouble, trouble. He just wanted to make trouble everywhere we went. But he was like I don't know. For some weird reason, he was a good fit. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. He used to, I can't even tell those stories. What a maniac that guy was. 201-209-9368. It is the Put the Needle on the Record coming up at 7 p.m. Billy Jam. And, this is a good time for me to say one more time, thank you for supporting this station and Ask Alan for Hellraiser. It was an awesome Hellraiser, and this show just started, and y'all crushed it. So thank you for supporting. Sunday, if you used to listen to my show 6 Degrees Thursday into Friday at midnight, I have an awesome live local band at Monty Hall, Burning the Brights. They're like dark wave, light wave, great songwriters, great chemistry, great live show, which is why I really wanted to bring them into FMU. So I'll be doing a 6 Degrees special on Radio Row at 5 p.m. Doors open 4:30. Thank you, Ruth Booth, and all the volunteers who are going to make that happen. But if you're in the area, come down to Monty Hall, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Or if you're not in the area, tune in at 5 p.m. on Radio Row and FMU. Hey, Dios mío. It's the season of gift giving. I, for one, don't like random. I don't like gifts just to give a gift. I've said it before, I don't like the expression, it's the thought that counts. I want a gift that's meaningful and that I quote unquote need or brings value to my life. I don't need to put something else. I don't need like more counter space to be filled with something that I have to be feel guilty about dropping off at the Goodwill. So we can talk about gift giving. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Oh, I can hear you. Oh, yeah, I can definitely hear you.
Oh, great, great. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
What's up, Chris? Where are you calling? What road are you on?
I'm on Garden State Parkway now.
Oh, baby, that's my favorite road in New Jersey. Are you in the thick of it? What part of the Garden State Parkway?
I'm getting off on 136 Linden Roselle.
Oh, man, Linden. Okay. All right, how can I help you? Don't curse.
Yeah, you know, I heard you gave your number out. You said you can, like, talk about the holidays and whatever you're going through, right? Like, personal stuff?
Yeah, it's more like an advice show, so it's not like tell me your problems. It's like, how can I help you?
All right. So, I broke up with my girlfriend, you know, we just always have problems.
Listen,
you know?
To me. I got to tell you something real quick because sometimes I just got an instinct. Don't curse. This is a terrestrial radio, okay?
I got you.
All right. Thank you.
So for a few months now, I've been trying the dating app scene.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of messed up. I'll get matches, but they're not real girls. They're transgenders.
Okay.
But some of them look really, really good looking. And it's like, you know, I never been with a transgender. And it's like, at this point, I don't want to be like derogatory. And, oh, I'm desperate that I got to go with this now. But I'm like, maybe I'm too close-minded. Or maybe I'm like, maybe I should just give it a shot. If this is all I got, should I just go, like, try it? Or I'll be like, because, you know, I can't really see the romance going on, but, like, they're into me for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
They're into me.
All right. So it sounds like, all right. So you're talking about it as, like, well, this could be a weird last resort, right? Like maybe I'll just try this. So it's almost like fetishizing, dehumanizing a little bit the language you're using already, and but at the same time you're being open-minded, like maybe I'll try something different. I think that you got, if you're going to be open-minded in this way, you have to remember that you are going on a date with a human being, that you are trying something different, and you have to. You have to be open and honest and not end up being in any way, shape, or form hold any kind of grudges or meanness towards this person because you're
no,
the one.
No, of course not. Right. It's just, if for me, I feel a little intimidated by it. I'm a little, like, scared to do it.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do it, just be open and honest with this person that this is the first time. I've never done anything like this. So go on a date in a safe space. You don't have to, things don't have to advance really quickly. But if you like this person and you want to have a second date, then so why don't you go on a sort of safe, no contact date first and see what the energy is like.
Okay.
You know, I definitely support your right to try something new. I would just make sure that. Honest and open with this person. This is something completely new for me that I've never done before. And if it starts to feel weird for you, don't get dehumanizing or don't turn into a...
No, of course not.
A jerk about it. But give it a shot. And, just be respectful of your feelings and the person who you're going on a date with's feelings.
Excellent advice. All right, man. Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
See ya.
Later. Happy.
All right. The holidays bring out all kinds of calls. I hope that goes well. There's an honest human there. Wants to try something new and called Ask Alan. Pet issues. Yes. Yeah, so back to going to look at a puppy tomorrow. This beautiful, I should have posted the picture. I'm not doing it now. I'll have to, I'm technologically a mess. I'm going to look at this awesome little 5-month-old terrier tomorrow. I don't need the work of training a new puppy. But at the same time, I'm thinking about the future when Tico's going to need another best friend. So I'll let you know how that shakes out next week. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. You're listening to Ask Alan on Freeform Listener Sponsored Radio, WFMU. Maybe you are thinking about taking a vacation, but you're not doing so well financially. So maybe you need a vacation on the cheap. Maybe you're a little afraid to fly right now with... all of the chaos going on in the with the air traffic controllers and the airports, and so maybe you're looking for a more local or like a road trip kind of vacation. 201-209-9368. Ooh, I thought I lost my bed music. You know how that goes for me. No gusta. Got 20 minutes to go to put the needle on the record. Maybe you got landlord issues. A lot of people got crappy landlords out there. And I know a lot of people who've dealt with crappy landlords. So if that's a situation, give a call, 201-209-9368. The volunteers were upstairs brainstorming before. Let's take this call first. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Alan. This is Emily in Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. So you mentioned travel.
Yeah.
For the holidays. I'm wondering, okay, so we're going on a 10-hour road trip to Michigan.
Ooh.
And I'm traveling with old friends of mine that I've known since, like, being in school. But I've never traveled with them before.
Mm.
And I'm a little nervous because I feel like I know them, but you don't always know a person in that way. And then you're stuck in a car with them. And I'm wondering if you had any advice on like how to approach and like an even keel, so to speak.
It's a good call. When is this road trip taking place?
We are leaving Monday morning. It's a week-long trip together as well as the travel time. So
do you have a lot of together. Do you have your hotels or Airbnbs already worked out?
We are staying at friend's house, 9 of us in one house with multiple animals. Also a very strange encounter, possibly.
what's the... Wait, you said Wait, so 9 people in one house. How many bedrooms?
3.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. And are there any kids in this road trip?
No kids, just the animals, which is fine, but I've also never met said animals.
And how what are the animals? Dogs, cats?
The 2 dogs and a cat, I think.
Okay.
Not like a copious amount of animals, not like a farm or anything.
Have you been to this house before?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you think they're, you know, the issue with animals is just going to be fun unless the people aren't like don't really vacuum a lot or clean a lot. Animals could be difficult if there's not a lot of cleaning or maintaining the house going on.
Oh, I know. I've had people in my life with amazing housekeeping with pets, and it's like, do pets even live here? And other times I walk in and it's a wall of hair and dust and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and how do you broach that conversation ahead of time? You probably can't, right?
Well, I'm also allergic. So this story just keeps building. It's a lot coming up for me.
Does your friend know that your friend who has the house, do they know that you have allergies, pet allergies?
Yes. Yeah. So, and I was like, I'm just going to have a room with a door, right? Right. And I'm planning on bringing my air purifier.
Okay. And if you need access to the vacuum for your room, I'm sure you could have it, right?
I'm sure. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And, you know, you just got to be like proactive about your allergies and the situation. And you're willing to do the cleaning if it's not up to your standards, right? When everybody's out, maybe I'll meet you somewhere in 2 hours while I clean this friggin' house.
I guess that's true. Yeah, they seem like pretty
they're on top
flexible
of it.
People.
Okay. Yeah. So listen, man, these allergies will drive me crazy. And I'm not expecting anybody else to do it. I'm either going to hire a cleaning person or I'm going to just do this. Is that okay? You know, so that's the allergy situation. Hopefully that doesn't, but I know people who can be completely wiped out by allergies from pets. So that's no small matter. Now let's get to the 10-hour road trip. Who's driving?
My friend Dan.
What kind of car?
A van that we're renting.
Okay. And a decent sized van?
I think, you know, it's one of those situations.
How many of you are again? How many are going to be in this van?
5.
Okay. And you're going straight through 10 hours? That's not bad. That's not a bad trip.
No. It's the longest one I've ever taken, but I think I could probably handle it.
And why are you doing this trip?
For Thanksgiving.
Okay. So just like a Friendsgiving.
Yeah, Friendsgiving.
Okay. This has like the makings of a movie. It could be called Friendsgiving. There's probably been a movie called that already. I guess it's in the car. You don't anticipate any issues in the car ride. It's just a 10-hour drive in a nice van that's rented. The car ride should be fine, right?
Yeah, hopefully so.
Well,
I said, I've never traveled with these people before. So I'm like, is it going to be quiet time when there needs to be quiet time? Or is there a person nervously trying to fill every gap of silence? And is the music going to be okay? You know, there's so many personalities together.
So, fair enough. That's why the universe made headphones.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. I could just pretend I'm on a plane with some strangers.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally okay for you to be like, yo, I'm just going to zone out in my headphones. Make believe you shut your eyes, put your head back, put your headphones on. You know, if you got to make believe you're sleeping, lying in these situations it's perfectly acceptable. Like, you're making believe you're sleeping is totally legit. If somebody's like really, really annoying and doesn't shut up, just put your headphones on, especially in a 10-hour car ride.
That's right.
This trip is how long?
10 hours.
No, I mean
it's the whole week. It's like Monday to Saturday.
Do you have the agenda planned out?
No, there's no agenda. It's very, very loosey-goosey, which, you know, is good, I guess, to an extent, you know, just not to like restrict yourself, get mm-hmm. some chill time in.
Yeah. Is everybody free to kind of do their own thing if they want to, or is it expected that everybody's going to hang out together every minute?
Probably the latter, especially because we all are in one car. We only have like one car to use.
Oh, right. And so what are the days going to look like? Are you hanging around the house or are you going to like explore Michigan?
I'm hoping I'm going to get to explore Michigan. I've never been before.
Well, maybe since you have a couple days, maybe you could start thinking of something. Because if I can imagine sitting around trying to figure out what everybody's going to do. And then that could be really annoying. I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I want to do this.
I know. So indecisiveness is such a buzzkill.
So why don't you kind of, are you in a group text?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are some things that everybody wants to do in the area? Like, do you know, are there some restaurants you'd want to go to? Is there like a zoo? Why don't you go to the zoo? Everybody loves a zoo.
Let's
go to the zoo. I don't know. Maybe have like a list of things, like activities, or maybe the host who owns the house already has some things in mind, but it might be a good idea to know ahead of time. Like sort of start writing out an agenda, not making it too serious. Now I feel like it's like, hey, we have an agenda, but maybe it's to not figure this out, or at least have some things lined up ahead of time. So it's not all off the cuff.
That's like have a little short list.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go do this, guys. Yeah, I like that. It helps me feel a little bit more like at ease going into this trip now. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. So you're going to if the house is too allergenic, you're either going to clean yourself or hire a cleaning person, and the owner is going to be fine with it because they're going to see you. They'd rather that than you be sneezing all over everybody.
Right.
You're going to bring headphones in the car just in case. It might be great. The conversation might be amazing. Right?
Putting it on my checklist.
And you're going to write down an agenda, or you're going to start doing a little research and sending it around to people and see what kind of feedback you get. Hey, how about this? How about that? Yada, yada.
Sounds great. Can I say one last thing before we say goodbye?
Yes.
I just want to plug Atlas Obscura. If anyone is looking for odd things to see.
We can't really do the plugging thing.
Oh, man.
You did it already, but it's a nonprofit radio station, so we can't really do that.
I'm sorry, Alex.
That's all right. No worries.
That's my favorite thing.
Thanks, man. Call it. Let me know how the trip goes.
I will.
Okay,
bye.
I don't even know Anyway, that was a cool call. Road tripping with a bunch of friends. That's, what is that? I don't even know if I should have let her finish, but I don't know. It's always a fine line about like this promotions. I don't know if she's talking about a band or anyway, whatever. I don't know. I got to talk to somebody about that kind of stuff. Ay, Dios mío, you only got 10 minutes to go here? Oh, maybe you're dating somebody maybe you're just meeting somebody, or you're just starting to date somebody who has you like a lot. But they have tastes that you're not into. I once was dating a woman who liked Hootie and the Blowfish. It was like nothing against that guy, but, you know, it was hard for me. 201-209-9368. Oh, man, I hope that guy ain't listening. That's messed up. I was just doing, that was mean. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Oh, ask Alan. Season him up at Thousand Islands. I think my best friend Johnny Salami's coming. Tico's here. Holidays. Hey, whatever you're doing for Thanksgiving, I hope you have a fantastic time and you navigate the terrain as effectively as you can. I forgot to say you can go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board, where the wise WFMU listeners often give much better advice than I do. So you can go there and see what people have to say. Hey, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Hey, Connecticut. I have a joke about Connecticut, but I'm not going to say it. Go for it.
That's fine. Yeah, so... I was wondering if you have any thoughts about the new mayor of New York City going to the White House today.
I mean, this is an advice show, not really an opinion show. So, of course.
Okay, let me ask you some advice then. What should I do if I hear some guys in a pizza shop saying some racist stuff about New York City, and I want to keep eating their pizza because it's good.
I feel your pain. We know, like, certain pizzerias that we really like in our area. We've, you know, just through the grapevine, we've heard that they are, racist. But I've never actually heard any derogatory remarks in my presence. That's a hard one. If I heard a blatant racist remark in a pizzeria, I would stop using that pizzeria and I would find the next best pizza around. If I heard a blatantly outright racist remark, I would have to stop. Me personally. I can't tell people what to do because, you know, good pizza is good pizza. But if somebody in their place of business made a really derogatory racist remark about somebody, I would stop going there. That's me.
Yeah, no, I get you on that one. It's tough because it's like the only slice place around.
Yeah. But I have supported a pizzeria that I've heard through the grapevine is racist, but I never actually heard anything. So I don't know. Those situations are so hard. I guess the right thing to do is to stop. I don't know. I'm just going to go with I don't know on that one.
How about this? I pushed back on him, and I was like, you know, I was just in the city a week ago. It was like I didn't get mugged. It was perfectly fine. All the like brown people were perfectly nice to me. Like I don't really see like that your experience of like Muslim people yelling at each other was not what the experience that I had.
That's good. You know, pushback is good. Yeah, that's not what I experience when I go to New York City. Just give me my slice, dude. You know, like that's not. Yeah. You know, letting people know that you completely disagree with them and you think they're disgusting without saying you're disgusting. If you could do that effectively, if you have that style and that swag, you should do that. And I think that was the right thing to do. That pushback is the right thing to do. And if I heard it outright, I definitely would do a similar kind of pushback. For some reason, I keep running into racists at this dog park I go to in Central Jersey. I'm not going to name it. And they just feel the need to express their opinions about things, but I'm just trying to play with dogs. And I have pushed back at the dog park for sure. So, I think pushback is the right thing to do without getting yourself into a fight or... but they're friggin' everywhere. And that's one thing that recent history has been is the great unmasking. We have seen how deep and gross that problem really is, right?
Yeah, totally. Are you familiar with the Dorothy Parker article about how to tell if someone's going to go Nazi from the 40s?
I remember it, and I haven't read it in a long time, but I will again because that's worth revisiting. But I'm going to take another call, okay? Because we're running out of time. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Push back. Push back against the Nazis. Hey, you're on the radio. How can I help?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
What's up, Zach?
Hey, I've been in this relationship for over 23 years.
Uh-huh.
What should I do?
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's why I need your advice.
Now you're making me dig. It's 5 minutes left in the show, and now I got to explore.
You got to dig deep, Alan. Come on, get your gloves on.
This is the kind of call you got to call early for. You can't dig deep with 5 minutes.
Okay, take another one then.
What? All right. He calls it 5 minutes to 7. Says explore my inner psychology. Come on, Zach. Start next week with that call. 201-209-9368. 201. I think Zach got mad at me. Don't be mad at me, Zach. I love your family. Ugh, this is a tough job being an unqualified advice purveyor. Get the listeners get mad at you. Put the needle on the record coming up at the... He got mad. You can't get mad. I don't know what I outright say. I'm bad at this. I am an unqualified purveyor of advice. All cracked up on coffee. Too much coffee. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Good. Who are we speaking to?
Jeff from Booton.
Booton! What's going on, Jeff? How can I help you? I think you're the last
one. I got a quick one for you.
All right.
So my wife, who was having some gluten issues, found out she's not celiac, got no problem with gluten, mainly just caused by stress from work, actually, which is crazy. But now she has gluten again, and we've been kind of like going through all the things that like she hasn't been able to eat for the past year or so. I wanted to do like a homemade ramen night. I don't know if you got any experience with making ramen noodles at all, or any advice on ramen noodles.
I mean, I don't get really good ramen noodles. I get the ones that you just gotta like boil, and I put a little sesame oil in there just to kind of keep them from sticking. You know, rinse them. And I cook ramen noodles the way I cook, you know, pasta, because I grew up making macaroni. And I feel like I've had some good success. I like to keep, season them up a little bit with sesame oil before I put them in whatever I'm going to put them in.
Only thing is she's allergic to sesame oil.
What? Oh, she's allergic
she's
to
allergic
sesame
to
oil?
Sesame, yeah.
Try olive oil.
Yeah, honestly, there's probably something out there that could be equivalent.
Oh, Marona me. I'm sorry. I don't got much to say about ramen noodles, but I love ramen. All right. All right, Jeff from Booton. Thanks, man.
All right,
man.
Thank you, Alan.
See ya. 201-209-9368. We have time for maybe one more short one. Maybe he wasn't mad at me. I don't know. I'm on all coffee over here. What do I know? Ah, this has been fun, everybody. Enjoy your holiday. Whatever that means. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ah, Zach's not mad. Thanks, Zach. I felt bad. Such a great guy. I would have ruined my Thanksgiving if I thought you were mad at me. Crying out loud. Thanks, everybody, again, for the Hellraiser support. Came through really awesome for Ask Alan. It was humbling. I appreciate it. I sent an email to everybody who made a donation. If you didn't get it, if you did make a donation and you didn't get it, shoot me an email. If you want to leave Ask Alan an answering machine message, 973-352-7908, if you can't call during show hours. Me and Jim the Poet, and I think we have a special guest, but it's not confirmed yet, or we're doing New Year's Eve. We're filling in for Sydney from 9 p.m. to midnight. That'll be a 6 degrees special, and come down to Monty Hall on Sunday to see Burning the Brights. We're going to take one more call. Hi, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to? Got a minute.
Yeah, it said, I just want to say, like, because you're talking about feelings and so much stuff, and I dig it. I felt like a little put off by what you said before, like kind of judged, and I just want to address it since you, like, seem to care about that stuff.
Oh, what? Feelings?
It's,
I love feelings.
It was funny because, like, it's a real thing. It's, I don't have any positions on what we did, but Hadrian's Belt, if you get a minute after, just check it out. It's absolutely real.
All right. I will tell you to read a book on the moon landing where 800,000 people worked on the moon landing. 800,000 people worked
on
NASA.
I'm not denying the moon landing at all.
Oh, that's what it sounded like you were. It sounded like you couldn't get through the radiation belt, you said.
The thing that's just like that they talk about, like NASA in interviews, it's like it goes on. I don't have any positions on the moon landing. Like, I got bigger fish to fry in my life. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right.
But it was just like, yeah, and you knew what it was, just what I was talking about right away. And just check it out. It's a thing because it's a conundrum you never have an answer for.
I promise you, check it out.
Belt.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
The needle on the record coming up.
I appreciate you taking consideration.
My pleasure. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. You've been listening to Ask Alan. Put the needle on the record coming up oh so soon. Have a happy Thanksgiving, whatever that means to you. And going to make way for Billy Jam.
Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, Superman. Amazing figure from another world with powers and abilities never before realized by mortal men. When we last saw Superman in his disguise as young Clark Kent, reporter for the Daily Planet, he and his editor, Perry White, had just received a warning telephone message from a mysterious voice, which identified itself as the Yellow Mask. In exactly 24 hours, said the mask, the Daily Planet and its staff would be blown to 1,000 fragments. Horror-stricken, Kent and his chief stared at each other in the humming office. Then pandemonium. Sirens wailed in the streets. Police searched the building for bombs. Today, as our story opens, we find ourselves far from the doomed offices of the Daily Planet. Dr. Sven Dahlgren, outstanding scientist, shows an unexpected visitor about his laboratory, explaining its wonders, and also explaining his latest invention. Listen.
Please, please do not touch that window frame.
So? It is not clean, perhaps. It looks clean.
Oh, yes, quite clean, but it is wired. It carries a powerful electric charge.
Most interesting. Are you also experimenting in electricity, Dr. Dahlgren?
You have come to see my latest discovery, have you not, Professor Schmidt?
Indeed, yes.
Yes, and so have others. You are not the first. Others would not only like to see it, but gain possession of it.
No, I...
Has the laser cannon been loaded?
Everything has been prepared as you ordered. But how did you get permission to return to New York, Master?
Through the efforts of a misguided fool.
It's free enterprise! And I'm not gonna let some blasted government bureaucrat tell me how to run my business!
But Doom...
will be my guest on my private estate on Long Island. There's nothing you can do about it!
He's dangerous. I just hope you know what you're doing.
Don't I always?
Ah, there's Doom's jet. Right on time.
Why is it so cold down here?
The heat went out in the whole building.
Warm enough out there on Long Island with Doom.
Doom? Here in New York?
Yes, Doom has an amazing new machine.
Get the President of the United States on the phone.
How long is all this going to take, Doom?
I will not advise you to repeat that error.
Sure. I know what you mean.
Like, open the bruise up and let some of the bruise blood come out to show them... Then come out to show them, 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 come out to show them,
music.
Listening to music while stoned is a whole new world. Most parents consider it's important to second only to sex. And grass will change your musical habits for the better.
I'm Africa's most money.
As soon as you start sleeping, catching you off guard. You rhythm now, huh?
If you all gather close around the phonograph.
Quaz, when he really hits star mode, never will he boost loose fillies with the barcode, or take a whole carload on a wasted trip, or sip wide out lace tip from tip with yip. Some rather baggies, other like they cracks and vials. Catch a tag, roll a bag of swag in a black and mild. See twist optimal, just the raw leaf part. The list top go, bust before beef start. At the stop and go mart, acting like a spirit host done it. Doom nominated for the best role L's, and they wondered how he dealt with stress so well. Wild guess, you could say he stays sedated. Some say booted, some say faded. Some day prayed that he will grow a farm barnful. Recent research show it's not so darn harmful. Sometimes you might need the detox. It can help you with your rhyme flow and your beatbox. Or spike to your surprise, turn a Newport light to a joint right before your eyes. Tear a page out the good book, hear it how you want it.
I'm Africa's most bloody, bloody, bloody.
I'm a kinescoper from the station.
Bloody, bloody.
The mad villain killing mad boom. Consume weed and drink fruit till we perfume the room. The beat conductor smoke 27, 80.
Yo, you can even ask my reverend, will he know?
How the Phillies roll, really though.
Spend my last dough, last dough. We got the sticky gold, I spark the lock.
But don't with speed, the trees will see. Quasimodo crew,
we get keys. the most blooded on the map.
The one astro black in the alley with a hood rat. Hood rat. When you try to react,
even your pops got smacked.
Even your mom's got cracked.
Meanwhile,
while my bowl got packed.
You drop X, you can have the sex.
What? No.
I smoke drinks.
So rock and roll.
I got the fat sack. All day I hunt it.
America's most blunted.
Blunted. Blunted. Blunted.
Yeah. I'm a kind of stupid from the station.
Creativity. It's a known fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times. In fact, everyone finds that they're more creative stoned than straight. So remember...
M-A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A? Marijuana. Marijuana.
Smoke at 420, marijuana. What's legal in California? Marijuana.
You know.
You don't smoke, do you, Senior Gigio?
No, I don't smoke.
And I don't know if James, who is the engineer back in Jersey City, does or not either, but I sure do.
There you go.
I'm Billy Jam. This is Put the Needle on the Record, the weekly show here on Fridays, 7 o'clock New Jersey time, 4 o'clock local Oakland, California time. I'm here with Senior Gigio.
What up, y'all?
And the name of this particular show is, what is it called again? Put the Needle on Your...
Superhero Power. Put the Needle on Your Superhero Power.
Last week, we had Senior Gigio take suggestions from different listeners on the comments. If they had one wish, what would it be? He did a freestyle and incorporated all of those WFMU listeners into that freestyle. And then I said, you know, we should do something like that again. You picked the theme this week, Gigio. And he texted me back and said, hey, let's do this one. So if you had a superpower, what would it be? That's a good one. I'm going to think of my one. And I'm sure you have one too, if Gigio. And if you're tuned in and you have one, jump on the comments and tell us what it is. And Senior Gigio will try and work it into his thing, in his freestyle. We also got some happenings coming up. And let me just tell you what you heard in that short set. We had this old Superman record going back. I think it's the radio show, the radio broadcast back in the 30s or 40s. The record got reissued, came out rather in 1974. And that was Kellogg's Presents, the Superman radio series. And what I like about those radio plays is that it leaves a lot to the imagination, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like scrolling videos on TikTok these days.
Yeah, no, you have to use your brain.